You are the combination of all these process of changes, making yourself, and it's you. It's what you made you. This is what it is, isn't it? So, let's hear it. Yes.
The blast of the trumpet is the command from the Holy God, namely, O children, lift up your heads from the grave. Every one's soul will return to its body, just as consciousness returns to the body at dawn.
I'm sorry, let's go back a little bit, because he said, lift up your heads from the grave. And the Persian is not grave at all. Is take off your head from the bottom of the earth. We were talking about this fist of earth that the angels should bring and make you. I said, you are underneath that. Take your head above that. Come out of, you are submissed by your physical existence. You should raise on the top of that. Yes?
At daybreak, the soul recognizes its own body and re-enters its own ruin, like treasures. It recognizes its own body and goes into it. How should the soul of the goldsmith go to the tailor? The soul of the scholar runs to the scholar. The spirit of the tyrant runs to the tyrant. For the divine knowledge has made them cognizant of, as the lamb and the ewe at the hour of dawn. The foot knows its own shoe in the dark. How should not the soul know its own body, O worshipful one? Dawn is the little resurrection, O seeker of refuge. Judge from it what the greater resurrection will be like.
Okay. You see, he started to explain that there is no confusion. There is no mix-up. The soul will find the body. Like what? Like in the morning, early in the morning when you wake up, you come back to this body, you don't go to his body. Bringing an example to you that it's like that, because I'm talking about the difference between the dream and reality. See how enormous the difference is? It's the same here. It's like the dawn. What is the dawn? When the lights come up, enlightenment happens in that moment, right? Here you say, huh, that dawn? Think about it, that all the animals, they wake up. Then what? Ah, let's go back. That your foot knows which shoe to go in. All these examples, for what? To explain this earthly existence, which is at the top of my knowledge, because protecting this is the animal's role, isn't it? Yes?
Even as the soul flies towards the clay, the scroll will fly into the left hand or to the right. Into his hand will be put the scroll of avarice and liberality, impiety and piety, and all the dispositions that he had formed yesterday.
Yesterday. They will give him a letter which is written, whatever you done and you perform and you did yesterday. Before that, no. This is the moment that you are the fellow who changed from yesterday to today, and you're responsible for that. Because that much of change you did, didn't you? Yes?
At dawn, when he wakes from slumber, that good and evil will come back to him. If he has disciplined his moral nature, the same nature will present itself to him when he wakes. And if yesterday he was ignorant and wicked and misguided, he will find his left hand black as a letter of mourning. But if yesterday he was clean and pious and religious, when he wakes, he will gain the precious pearl.
Okay. You know what's happening? What's happening? He's explaining that early morning, when you wake up, who are you? You have to know that, don't you? Think about it. You are the outcome of your yesterday. Whatever you did yesterday, now is in you. If you cleaned up yourself, you are a cleaner person. If you made mistakes and you filled it up, so you're filling it. As clear as that. Just like when you wake up and you have a nightmare. How do you feel? Very bad. It's past, but no, the memory is there and it's bothering you. So every morning you are handed the letter of your yesterday. Yes.
Our sleep and waking are two witnesses which attest to us the significance of death and resurrection.
The death and resurrection that we are talking about is not that death that animal understands. We understand the death and resurrection in change, because we understand what the change is. Change is that something will die, something else will resurrect. The outcome is here. We talked about it. If I try to clean up myself today, tomorrow morning, I have a clean paper in my hand to answer to. If I do the bad stuff, it's like that. He says, this is just like this. This is sleeping and waking up is physical, right? There is a mental sleeping and waking up. Waking up in something else. Yes.
The lesser resurrection has shone forth the greater resurrection. The lesser death has illumined the greater death.
You see here? He compares two stuff. First is, because they talk about this, Hashra Asbar, Hashra Akbar, means the big one and the small one. The small one is, in reality, the big one will happen then, right? He compares it with two kinds of death. There is the big death and there is the small death. The big death is the death of your soul. This is what we should worry about it. Yes?
But this scroll is a fancy and hidden, though at the greatest resurrection it will be very clearly seen. Here, this fancy is hidden. The traces are visible. But there, he from this fancy will produce forms.
Do you understand the comparison? He's comparing now the resurrection of now and that one in the story, right? Step by step. First of all, that one will be visible. This one is not. Because where could you find it? He said, the only way you could find it is in what happened because of that, the consequence, the reaction, and all of that. And this is something that in here, you don't see that questioning stuff which I'm talking about, but you will see the outcome of it. If early in the morning you wake up and you think about it, and you change yourself to become better and better, you will see it. Like what? Because that's something which should grow in you. Let's talk about an architect. Architect will imagine a house, then he tries to build that, imagining the stuff, right? This is the same to you. You should imagine the better of you and try to build it up. Yes?
Behold, in the architect, the fancy of a house, in his mind like a seed in a piece of earth. That imagination comes forth from within, as the earth bears from the seed within. Every fancy that makes its abode in the mind will become a form on that day of resurrection. Like the architect's imagination is thought, like the plant in the earth that takes the seed. My object in both these resurrections is a story. In its exposition, there is a moral for the true believers.
I hope you remember this. He said, what? Listen, I'm telling you two stories, right? One story will happen after you're dead 100 years later, blah, 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 blah. And I'm talking another one, which is now. Why I'm doing this? He said, listen, I need something, and the only way to be free and do that stuff is this story. Do you remember what is? What it means, a story? We talked about the story that it's general, it could be translated, it could be changed, it could be this, it could be that. And in general, we don't tell you how silly you are. We talk about a silly person, and we hope you learn. Why? Because the moment I tell you are silly, you will react. This is what it is. That animal will raise up as if I'm asking it to do something for me. Here I'm doing something for you. I'm explaining this stuff for you. But it's impossible to make it direct. Therefore, I'm using this story. Here he will say that, listen, I'm telling this story because I need it to tell it. And there are believers who will have the fruit and outcome of this. That one I know as well. Not all of you, but some of you will do. Yes.
When the sun of the resurrection rises, foul and fair will leap up hastily from the grave. They will be running to the divan of the decree. The good and bad coin will go into the crucible. The good coin joyously and with great delight. The false coin in anguish and melting.
Aha. Okay. Did you get it? I don't think so. What did he do? First of all, he has stopped and said, listen, I'm telling you silly stories and two stories. This one and that one are both stories, okay? But I need these stories, and I hope some of you will believe in it. Then you will have the fruit, the outcome of it. Okay, let's go back. In that story, when that sun will come up, that special day, what will happen? Everybody will go over there to do what? To do what? They go in a pot which is melting everything. Everything should melt over there, right? So they go towards that. Then what will happen? I'm not interested. Wait a minute. Right at that moment. Let's stay in that early in the morning. Don't go further when they do this and that to you. When everybody is in line and they are going to that melting pot, how do good people feel? How do bad people feel? This is the feeling of your life. If you are a good one, because we are, every single day, we are walking there. Every single day, we will transfer and become a new one to be judged upon. Isn't it? So, the fellow